this country, President Obama wants to make community college free. 5 years ago, as the Council of Economic Advisers anticipated a much greater need for jobs that require analytics skills, the president said he wanted to add 5 million more community college graduates by the year 2020. And as he's been doing in the latter stages of his presidency, he's pushing his agenda. Joining me to discuss the president's plan officially being announced today is New York Times reporter Gina Belafonte. She's recently produced a series that looked at the obstacles confronting LaGuardia Community College in Queens. Great three-part series, and welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you.
What is the state of community college education in America at the moment, before we get into the president's proposal?
Okay. Well, lots of people really, really struggle to get through college in 6 years, actually. Community colleges are ostensibly two-year colleges. The six-year graduation rate is about 25%.
From the two-year college?
From the two-year college. Many students are going part-time. Many, many students, I think it's approximately 30%, are parents. They're working. And it's very, very easy to drop out when you have all of these other competing obligations.
So do we conclude from that community college is such a failure? Or do we conclude, thank God for community college as an institution that's set up to deal with normal people and their complicated lives?
Yes, exactly. I think the real problem with community colleges has been underfunding. We have all kinds of programs that show that when you give students more support, support services in terms of counseling, support in terms of financial aid, they get through the process more quickly. And approximately 45% of all undergraduates in the country are going to community college right now. So it will just have an enormous impact if we can raise graduation rates.
And what is community college for? Is it preparation to go on to a four-year college and get a bachelor's degree? Or is it some kind of vocational training, overwhelmingly? What is community college really for at its best?
It's really all of those things. But increasingly over recent years, people are going to community colleges not really quite sure of what they want to do. They're liberal arts majors. They're majoring in things like English and history. And you can go to a community college and be a sonogram technician and get out in 2 years and have a two-year certificate. Or you're going because there's a hope that you're going to go to a four-year college and perhaps on to graduate school.
So, listeners, President Obama is proposing to make community college education free, and we're going to get into the fine print and see how free it really is here in just a second. But if you want to call in on anything related to this, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, for Gina Belafonte, who wrote about community college for the New York Times. Have you seen the fine print? How much can you say about this proposal?
Well, it seems as though, this is going to be targeted to really responsible students. Students are going to be going and probably the student who's going to benefit more is a student who's very committed and going full time and doesn't have too much else going on.
Because there's a work requirement?
Yes. I've already heard, there's already criticism. Well, these are leaving out the most vulnerable. The program leaves out the most vulnerable students. So it's going to get a super ambitious, super motivated kid. But there are lots of those. There are lots of those kids out there who really would be done in 2 years if not for the support.
And would not be able to go otherwise?
And would be dropping out. A lot of people say, get to a point where they're like, well, I can have a $15 an hour job. It's too hard. Another problem with community colleges is actually they call community colleges. A lot of people have a very hard time getting there. Commuting times can be very, very long. You have so much else going on. It's very easy to say, I'm not going to go to class.
How much is community college? They don't charge tuition like Columbia or NYU, right?
Right. And we should point out that a lot of students are going with Pell Grants. There is a lot of federal aid, not as much as the president had hoped. In 2009, he proposed a huge amount of money. Congress didn't okay all of it. Here at LaGuardia College, they're paying about $4,500 a year. And some of that is, and many students, many, many students do, are getting aid already.
And some listeners will poo-poo that and say, oh, $4,500 a year, that's all, that's so cheap.
Right.
They can't afford that. Come on, this is not the program we need right now.
Right. A lot of people will put up course. $4,500, you have to look in context. That is just your expenses for class. Textbooks continue to be hugely expensive, sometimes hundreds of dollars. If you're going to community college in New York, well, you have to account in the cost of living in New York. And that's where people really get stymied, is everything else that you need to spend money on to be in college.
The Obama administration says, I'm reading, that the federal government would cover 3/4 of the average cost of community college for students under this program, and states that choose to participate would cover the remainder. So, here we go again. This is going to be up to Democratic governors and the 2/3 of the country that has Republican governors to say if they're going to make community college free?
Right. Well, this is the big question. You know, there has been bipartisan support for community college in the past. So it's not, you know, it's not so obvious that this is dead in the water. Republicans have typically not wanted to fund as much as Democrats have wanted to have, but there is a unified belief that community colleges, there's so many people in them that we really do have to get kids through them and make them better.
And Tennessee is an example, I think, of a state with a Republican governor that is instituting
yes.
a free community college program of its own, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Have you reported on Tennessee?
I have not, because I'm a New York person.
I see that Representative Diane Black, a Republican from Tennessee, said despite the success of her state's program, she is skeptical of the Obama initiative, calling it a, quote, top-down federal program that will ask already cash-strapped states to help pick up the tab. And so my immediate reaction to that is, well, politics as usual. Here's a Republican congresswoman who's got a successful program in her state and doesn't object to the idea, because she can't, because they're doing it,
right,
of Obama's program, but will oppose it anyway, hooking it to being top down because it's coming from Washington.
Right, which is crazy. I mean, states have, state budgets have been cut across the country. Some states have cut community college funding by as much as 30%. So we really do need this federal money. It would just have an enormous impact.
Ready for testimonial?
Yes.
Helen in Wilton. Helen, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I immigrated from England in 1967 and did not have an opportunity to go to college. And in my 40s, I went to Norwalk Community College, which was a very wonderful, nurturing environment for me because I was very intimidated by academia. And I have had a very successful career that I'm now into what I would say semi-retirement. But I endowed in my name a scholarship mm-hmm. for other women so that they would have as wonderful opportunity as I.
Helen, thank you very much. Paul in Red Bank, you're on WNYC. Hello, Paul.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're a grad student, I gather?
Yes, I'm currently a grad student at Hollins University, and I'd originally attended school for animation, and when I left after 2 years, and came back home to New Jersey, I was kind of really lost in my life. And had it not been for Brookdale Community College, which is Monmouth County's community college, I wouldn't have moved forward in life. I wouldn't be a graduate student right now. I would just kind of be someone, you know, working a minimum wage job. But right now we're having an issue where the college is being so defunded by the state. They're doing cutbacks in student services, in adjunct professors, full-time professors. And honestly, when I heard the president announce this, I was very happy because I love that college. You know, I look back on it fondly, and without it, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I know a lot of other people in my county who feel exactly the same about that, where they would not have been able to move forward to a four-year university and their careers had it not been for this community college that I think is often belittled, you know, unjustly.
Thank you very much. Paul in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Paul.
Hi, good morning, Brian. Good morning. I just wanted to say that I've worked in the juvenile and criminal justice system for the last 15 years, and many of the students that I've worked with have gone on to get their GED or now their TASC and go on to community college. And I think New York City's got a brilliant community college system. The problem is that students are not prepared to be successful when they get there. So I think I'd like to see more investment in primary education or secondary education to keep students invested, engaged.
You mean rather than this, if there's a finite number of dollars?
Right. I mean, obviously, I think it's a wonderful idea. I just think that until you address the kind of core problem of secondary public education, not preparing students in a lot of communities to be successful, they get their GED, they feel fantastic about it, And then they go into community college and are underprepared. They get frustrated. They end up not passing their remedial. They lose they end up spending Pell Grants on classes that aren't even credited. They get frustrated and drop out.
Paul, thank you very much. And Gina Belafonte, he raises a very challenging point.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's a ton of remediation that goes on in community college. Developmental math, which is largely algebra, is a huge, huge stumbling block to graduation. Many kids come in having to take developmental math. It's a requirement, and they have to take a remedial algebra before they can do anything else, and they're not getting credit, and they're spending a lot of money, hundreds and hundreds of dollars, because they're taking it over and over and over again. The failure rate is tremendous.
What do you think about what it is that we're supposed to be training for in America today? You know, I get the sense that President Obama has made college education such a priority,
right?
Because we're trying to have, and this extends back to at least President Clinton, where we're trying to have an economy in this country that exists in a globalized free trade world where the mass employment of the middle class at relatively low education manufacturing jobs is a thing of the past. We're not going to compete with Bangladesh for making clothing anymore and things like that. So the only road to mass prosperity in the United States is to have this big export economy where people are highly trained. But I don't know if you can have 300 million people in a country, all of whom have high-skilled jobs, except for that relatively small number of plumbers and, you know, other service people,
right,
to service our homes and our other technical needs. Is this a realistic approach to a viable long-term large middle class?
Well, I think the quote-unquote knowledge economy, right, creates a lot of what I would call back office opportunity. I mean, a lot of kids in community college who are really excited to become auditors. You know, they want to do something quantitative, perhaps totally unglamorous, perhaps the kinds of jobs that maybe, you know, didn't exist in such quantities years ago. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that it takes to run companies, and companies of whatever kind. And I think if we can get kids better skilled in quantitative, you know, better skilled in just analysis. You meet a lot of kids at community college. They really struggle with complexity. They struggle with conflicting ideas. And just to get a really basic education, the caller makes an excellent point. A lot of that training isn't happening in secondary education. To get those kids those basic skills that can lead them into just middle-class office jobs, I think will have a tremendous effect.
The president's proposal, as we look at more details, would cover half-time and full-time students who maintain a 2.5 GPA. It's about a C+. Is that too low a bar?
The Chicago, I thought it was.
Chicago,
yes.
Program, which Chicago has a similar program, requires at least a 3.0.
Yeah, I thought that. I was shocked by that because the grading at community colleges tends to really take into account the struggles these kids have. I mean, it is not, it is not harsh or severe. So a 2.5, you know, is indeed a very low bar. It will open. I mean, if that ever passes, it will open it up to a lot of kids.
And how much money would it be altogether? Are we hearing? Is this a huge ticket for the federal government?
I don't know. I mean, the last time around, he asked for about $7.7 billion. Congress didn't pass that. But yeah, several billion dollars, I would think.
Michael in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing today? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that I think it's a good idea. A couple of points. One is that education contributes both to better awareness in society. So I don't know that the point of them going to community college is simply job training. Second of all, I think that if we're going to push more people to community college, if banks can borrow money from the government at 0% interest, student loans should be close to 0% interest. The fact that all these institutions are making all this money off of student debt is ridiculous.
Thank you very much. So 0% interest would be one way to go. Free is another way
yeah.
to go. It's funny that it's such a throwback. We've got about a minute left. It's such a throwback to CUNY in the 1970s and before, when the City University, two-year and four-year colleges, used to be free. And, of course, it's been a long time since, you know, except for a very few activists, people have given up any notion of that because the government can't afford it.
Right. When the Truman Commission conceived of the idea of expanding community colleges in the late 40s, the idea was that it was going to be free. So we are going back.
Fascinating. Gina Belafonte wrote a great series in the New York Times about obstacles confronting LaGuardia Community College in Queens. Thank you for coming into our studio today
so
and giving us the first word of reaction, even pre-action, to President Obama's announced proposal to make community college free nationwide. It will need congressional approval. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And have a great weekend, everyone. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.